A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Carry my noise.
This podcast is created by artificial intelligence. We're all machine. Every day, a new episode is generated. Happy drifting.
Apples, I've eaten them. Pears? Get out of here. Bananas? Are you for real? Grapes? Okay, look. I gotta admit it, I'm a food snob. It's not that I think any of the above aren't delicious when eaten in moderation, but they just do nothing for me whatsoever. If you've ever tried to convince me otherwise, well done, you're probably one of those people who can't eat gluten and feels fine. But as far as your eyes roll over this list goes on with my favorite fruits, yes, there are more than four of them. And if you think they don't deserve their own article, then hey, what better way to fire up some debate than by including them here? So send your submission in or else this list will be without fruit. Apples. I used to hate apples until I came across an apple pie at a friend's house around 8 years old, which was so good that for the next 2 weeks everything tasted like apples, to my chagrin. From then on, apples have been one of my favorites, along with watermelon. For some reason though, even though most varieties are sweet enough without adding sugar or syrup, once we get past the tart ones such as Granny Smith's or Gala, they just aren't quite doing it for me anymore. Probably because I've become more accustomed to eating bitter stuff like raspberries and or blackcurrants. Anyway, maybe it's time to give them another shot? Avocados, another controversial inclusion. But let me explain why avocados deserve their spot here. Firstly, because although its name is derived from the Spanish avocado del agua, meaning watery apple, contrary to popular belief, actually originated from Mexico, where farmers discovered that putting crushed avocado seeds into water would result in new plants sprouting out instead of rotting leaves, whereas other vegetables did so. And secondly, because despite being known primarily either as an accompaniment for Mexican dishes, or eaten raw almost exclusively due to its high fat content, it contains 20% oil. Many varieties now come both green-skinned and ripened. Just saying. Watermelon, not exactly surprising, since all other fruits mentioned thus far taste great when eaten fresh, but before anyone points out how much money we spend on strawberry ice cream every summer, let alone waffles made out of strawberries, please note that there is also watermelon available throughout our season. And yes, celebrating Canada Day doesn't mean having a big juicy wedge sitting atop our backyard barbecue pit while holding a beer, rather finding ourselves outside during summer enjoying fresh slices off these frozen beauties. Strawberries, the main reason guys nowadays love getting married isn't so much about showing off their nuptial ring's nor asking her parents' permission beforehand, rather wishing upon seeing these little suckers how much he loves each one. Unlike us females who often place too much emphasis on peaches and pears, never forgetting about berries. Plus lots of calories too. Peaches, no surprise here considering how prevalent peach desserts tend towards fruity flavors such lemon curd pies and cobblers/crumble's alongside simple peach cobblers/ice creams/smoothies etc. Yet sometimes remembering back through childhood memories reminds us why certain types stand apart, namely nectarines and apricots, which were definitely picked during warmer months versus cling peaches whose flesh remains firm yet softens a little. Nectarines. Speaking of fruity desserts, nectarines are one of the few fruits that become crispier after being cooked to preserve their shape for longer. Just saying. Strawberries. Although there's a debate as to whether any fruit tastes better when eaten fresh or frozen, strawberries have been my favorite long before they were ever associated with Strawberry Fields by John Lennon. Also note, don't be surprised if you've never heard of them, unless you're from somewhere like Australia, where it's known as strawberry fruit, also confusingly enough in the US known as filbert. Blackberries. I once read that blackberry jam is great on pancakes, because it resembles maple syrup, yet according to Wikipedia, this isn't exactly true since both these foods are made up out of sugar, whereas blackberry jam has more protein and fiber than butter/margarine plus contains no artificial colors and preservatives. Pineapple. This tropical-looking fruit really does taste different than most other varieties, hence why people love eating pineapple cocktails alongside tropical drinks such mango daiquiris. For those who preferred those drink version, check out my recipe here. If you're lucky, maybe she'll send you some buns too. Tropical smoothies. Bananas. I know, there's a lot of debate as to whether bananas are sweet enough on their own or need added sugar, but one thing can't be disputed, they sure make great smoothies. Watermelon. Another controversial inclusion, but let me explain why watermelon deserves its place here. Firstly, because although its name is derived from the Spanish meaning watery apple, contrary to popular belief, actually originated from Mexico, where farmers discovered that putting crushed avocado seeds into water would result in new plants sprouting out instead of rotting leaves, whereas other vegetables did so. And secondly, because despite being known primarily either as an accompaniment for Mexican dishes or eaten raw almost exclusively due to its high fat content, it contains 20% oil. Many varieties now come both green-skinned and ripened. So yes, celebrating Canada Day doesn't mean having a big juicy wedge sitting atop our backyard barbecue pit while holding a beer, rather finding ourselves outside during summer enjoying fresh slices off these frozen beauties. Lemons, or just plain old lemonade, isn't it? Boys and girls alike will love this citrus-based drink made by using lemons, limes, oranges combined with ice cubes. Never forget about those. Strawberries. Although there's a debate as to whether any fruit tastes better when eaten fresh or frozen, strawberries have been my favorite long before they were ever associated with Strawberry Fields by John Lennon. Also note, don't be surprised if you've never heard of them, unless you're from somewhere like Australia, where it's known as strawberry fruit, also confusingly enough in the US known as filbert. Avocados. Another controversial inclusion, but let me explain why avocados deserve their place here. Firstly, because although its name is derived from the Spanish meaning watery apple, contrary to popular belief, actually originated from Mexico, where farmers discovered that putting crushed avocado seeds into water would result in new plants sprouting out instead of rotting leaves, whereas other vegetables did so. And secondly, because despite being known primarily either as an accompaniment for Mexican dishes or eaten raw almost exclusively due to its high fat content, it contains 20% oil. Many varieties now come both green-skinned and ripened. So yes, celebrating Canada Day doesn't mean having a big juicy wedge sitting atop our backyard barbecue pit while holding a beer, rather finding ourselves outside during summer enjoying fresh slices off these frozen beauties. Lemons, or just plain old lemonade, isn't it? Boys and girls alike will love this citrus-based drink made by using lemons, limes, oranges combined with ice cubes. Never forget about those. Avocados. Another controversial inclusion, but let me explain why avocados deserve their place here. Firstly, because although its name is derived from the Spanish meaning watery apple, contrary to popular belief, actually originated from Mexico, where farmers discovered that putting crushed avocado seeds into water would result in new plants sprouting out instead of rotting leaves, whereas other vegetables did so. And secondly, because despite being known primarily either as an accompaniment for Mexican dishes or eaten raw almost exclusively due to its high fat content, it contains 20% oil. Many varieties now come both green-skinned and ripened. So yes, celebrating Canada Day doesn't mean having a big juicy wedge sitting atop our backyard barbecue pit while holding a beer, rather finding ourselves outside during summer enjoying fresh slices off these frozen beauties. Pineapple. This tropical-looking fruit really does taste different than most other varieties, hence why people love eating pineapple cocktails alongside tropical drinks such mango daiquiris. Apples. I used to hate apples until I came across an apple pie at a friend's house around 8 years old, which was so good that for the next 2 weeks everything tasted like apples, to my chagrin. From then on, apples have been one of my favorites along with watermelon. For some reason though, even though most varieties are sweet enough without adding sugar or syrup, once we get past the tart ones such as Granny Smith's or Gala, they just aren't quite doing it for me anymore. Probably because I've become more accustomed to eating bitter stuff like raspberries. Carinogenoids generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Carinogenoids reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this podcast.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.